Hello, it's Kathy Love here. I'm a business coach who helps allied health professionals run powerful and profitable businesses in the disability sector. It's my pleasure to share up more private practice stories and wisdom in this, our third season. My guests are generous, creative, and honest. It has been such a joy to be able to hold these conversations and capture these moments for your listening pleasure. We're sure that you'll really enjoy these unplugged chats and these private practice heart-to-hearts. So settle in, let's get the conversation started. Hello, Paul, how are you?
Oh, Kathy, lovely to hear your voice. I'm fantastic, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining our podcast. And for those listening, I have got all the way from Singapore, Paul Dunn, who's the chairman of B1 G1. And Paul's also an incredible TEDx speaker and a mentor for entrepreneurs globally. So, you know, there's so much we could talk about, Paul, but what I want to hear, what I love hearing from you is about B1 G1 and a little bit about why you started it and what it does. I know what a little bit about what it does, but I want everyone else to know as well. So the talking stick is all yours.
Well, thank you very much. And I find often, and again, thank you for the opportunity to share it with people, because B1 G1 is a movement, a global movement now. And I'll talk a little bit about what that does, but in a minute. But first of all, I just want to say that, you know, everything that anyone does, someone said to me that all of life is just a series of critical moments, you know, that when we make particular judgments and calls on things. And so I think I'm very fortunate in that I've had a lot of those over my life, in my life, and they always seem to be, you know, very positive things. So I just regard myself as very lucky. And so part of that luck, if you like, it was a critical moment when I had sold all of my businesses that I then had. This was in the year of 2000, by 2000. And that was amazing. And I went to live in an 18th century farmhouse in France and everything else. But you know me, Kathy, fairly well, and that is to say, you know, I couldn't sit still. So that was when I wrote some books and so on. But then, which became some bestsellers in their space, which is great. But then here's the critical moment. And this critical moment was when I met someone you know. Her name is Masami Sato. And she is the founder, I think, of B1G1, although I get blessed by the co-founder title sometimes. You know, at that particular point, if you would have said to me, so, Paul, you know, you're a successful business person, you know, you've got a list of stuff as long as your arm in terms of, you know, 260,000-odd people have, you know, got your programs in business, you've done this, you've done that. If you'd have said all of that, and then you'd have said, so what's the secret to that? At that point, I would have said, well, I think there are two things in business. I've said, one is, and this is the only thing that drove me until 2007. And it did pretty well, by the way. You might hear noises off here. That is to say, I'm right in the B1G1 office.
You are. I can see what's happening behind you.
Oh, okay. Yes, you can. Of course you can. And so my apologies for the noises off, as they say. But anyway, so if you would have said to me, so what's the thing that drives business and what's important to you? I'd have said, well, there are two things. You know, I said, first, it's all about adding enormous value to the customers, the clients who you are privileged to serve. That has to be the first thing. And then the second thing is to make sure that you're having fun doing that, right? And those were always the two things. And you'll notice nothing there said, you know, you need to check your bank balance occasionally, or, you know, you need to work on the numbers. It was just those two things. And then because of something that happened in 2007, I realized something else. And that is that we are very lucky to be able to do what we do. And there are people around the world who didn't kind of start off with that same luck that we had. And it was at that point that I realized that people may not hang on to this word, but that let me use it anyway. And that is that we have an obligation to make a difference in our world. We really do. To those people who and those areas that don't happen to be so fortunate as us. And so that led us to the formation of B1G1, which was this amazingly simple but quite difficult to do idea, which was, wouldn't it be great if every time any business did anything, like they transacted or they created a new client or whatever it was, you know, or they send an invoice or if someone came into their restaurant or whatever it was, wouldn't it be great if every business around the world could say, every time you do business with us, whatever that is, we make sure that something great happens as a direct result of that. And so there are all sorts of examples of that. Wouldn't it be great if every time you and I had a coffee, and by the way, 1 billion people a day have coffee, and yet 668,000 people don't even have access to water, right? Now, that's not, I don't want us to feel guilty about that or anything like that, because, you know, this whole thing of, you know, of people doing things because they feel guilty is not a good look. It really isn't. But anyway, that's just how it is. But wouldn't it be great if every time we had a cup of coffee at our favorite place, wouldn't it be great if when we did that, a kid got access to pure life-saving water? Wouldn't it be great if when an accountant who was working with us saved us, you know, tax or whatever it was, wouldn't it be great if for every dollar that they saved, someone got access to a nutritious meal? Wouldn't it be great if, you know, you could just go on, right? Wouldn't it be great if this, wouldn't it be great if that? Wouldn't it be great if when we paid a parking fine, something great happened, right? As a for example, right? And so that became the idea of B1G1. And as simple as that idea sounds, it's not actually easy to do. It took us 3 years to figure out how to do that. And so we are now, fortunately and luckily again, in the position where literally thousands of businesses have said, whoa, that is such a cool idea. And so the direct answer to your question, we're finally going to get there, as to what is it that B1G1 does, let me articulate it this way, see if it makes sense. So B1G1 is a global movement that helps businesses around the world become giving businesses. I'll talk about what that means in a minute, giving businesses, so that they grow, so that they do great things, and they truly become on-purpose businesses. And if we could do that, and we're doing it, then in this way, we can make sure that at long last, business can become a real force for good in our world based on every transaction that goes on. So that's B1G1, and I'm very privileged to be a part of that, just like you, because what do you have to do? You should kind of divulge things, and so we should, in fairness, say to everybody listening that Kathy is a member of B1G1 and a giving business. And just so that we're very clear about what that means about giving businesses. In fact, Kathy, this is the first time I've ever said what I'm about to say publicly, because yesterday I wrote a little note to myself when I was thinking about this whole thing. And so if you notice again, I said B1G1 is a global movement that helps businesses around the world become giving businesses. So they go. So a good question is, what's a giving business? Well, interestingly, what I wrote yesterday was that a giving business is not a business that gives. Now, that sounds kind of like ridiculous, right? But let me explain what it actually is. A giving business is a business that has giving right at its core. In the very core, like this is a value, you know, that we have. And therefore, they look at transactions. You know, I was looking at someone today, for example, who's an accountant in Portugal. And they have literally on their website, where they talk about the impact that they're creating and so on and so forth, they have examples of it. And I'm just reading one of the examples directly off their website, which says, here are just a few of the projects that we work with. Because again, in B1G1, you've got access, as you know, to some 800 really high impact projects. And this is what it says on their website. Have a listen to this. When one of our favorite bands comes on the workday playlist,
wow.
we give we give three music therapy sessions to children with special needs. Now, they don't give the sessions themselves. They make sure through V1G1 that they are looked at, or they're linked in with an appropriate project that does that. Or here's another one from their website. When a client celebrates a birthday, we give 50 days of access to a fun learning environment to children. Or how about this? Remember, these guys, they are in Portugal, so this will make sense. When one of our favorite football teams scores a goal, now we hope they do that frequently, because what happens is they provide 25 days, I should say, of transportation for children to get to school. And I'm noticing, because in B1G1, that's all tracked in real time, so I'm noticing right as you and I are speaking at this very second, they have given 1,125 days of transportation were given for children to get to school. Think about the impact of that. What that means is that kids are no longer having to walk 10 or 20 kilometers there and back. Actually, there, if you know what I mean. It's like the same distance both ways in order to get education. And you know, they've just when one of our favorite football teams scores a goal, bang, that gets changed. And so that talks, you know, very well, I think, about the impact of what we do at B1G1. And the other good thing, Kathy, just finally, well, finally for this, you know, what does B1G1 do, is, as you know very well, 70-odd% of the economy, certainly of Australia, and certainly of most so-called first world countries, are driven by small to medium scale businesses. Not the banks, not, you know, the massive businesses, but the small to medium scale businesses, the plumber, the electrician, the neighborhood baker, the, you know, all of that kind of stuff, right? And that is exactly where B1G1 focuses. So in other words, for those people who might have gone, oh, it's too hard to give because, you know, I have to do all this due diligence, or it's so hard to do this and da 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 da. We just made that so, so simple to do. And you can give from just 1 cent, and 100% of what you give flows directly to the projects that you select. So there you go. That's an entire seminar there on B1G1 very quickly, but I hope it all made sense.
It does. I love listening to you. You could just talk for the next 30 minutes. I'd be really happy. What I loved about B1G1 when I first heard about it in 2016 was the I'll use the word simplicity of it, probably and that's not in disrespect, because I know a huge amount.
No, it's as simple. It's fantastic.
About keeping it simple, and that we can actually think about the somewhat everyday business activities that we do can actually feed forward and create a new future for people with different opportunities to ourselves. So whether it's a song on the radio, whether it's a football score. It's a bit alarming if it's a soccer team, isn't it? But never mind.
Yeah, you want them to be doing good, yeah.
And so you don't have to kind of bake cakes or run raffles or have a money jar in the staff room. It can actually be embedded into the way you do business, and that you can build this giving attitude and these values around giving and investing in the future all day, every day, in all sorts of different and creative ways. And it was the creativity and the scope of it that captured my imagination instantly. I know I can still remember where I was, where I was sitting in the room, where I heard about it, where that penny dropped.
And you're so nice.
So to extend on what you were saying, I might, if it's all right with you, give a couple of examples of how I've used it.
I'd really love you to. It makes it real. Right?
I've still got my L plates on big time, but I'm getting there. And I guess I want to use it in ways that allied health professionals who are self-employed and listening, it might just flip up their antennas a little. So I ran a, we'll call it a campaign during March that on the back of a virtual conference that I ran, that I offered if people paid $25 that they had a certain amount of time with me. It was a 24-hour special, and that $25 didn't actually go to me. It actually went to B1G1. And on the back of that offer, you know, not being the numbers person, Paul, let's just, you know, not being the numbers person, I know that the outcome of me allocating my power call time to the guys that took up the offer, playing it forward, we were able to contribute 48,000 days worth of safe water in Africa.
Now, we should get everybody listening to us to just press the replay button for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And hear what you just said. Yeah. 48,000. Yeah. The way
days
we think of that.
Water.
It's amazing, and, right? So it's amazing.
But do you know what the best bit was? And I completed just one of these calls yesterday, was they start the call with how much water did we donate? Yeah, and part of the call was actually taken up with me kind of explaining about what those values are for me and my business and what B1G1 does. And I thought, yeah, I'd sort of underestimated that part of it as well. So that was one way that I do it. I also donate usually at the end of the month or start of a month. I get a bit casual around it sometimes for every LinkedIn connection I get.
Yeah.
So you'll be, so I count up all my LinkedIn connections across a month and I sort of allocate on certain projects based around that. But I could imagine that allied health professionals could invest in the future based on every new referral they get or every meeting they go to or every team meeting that they have. There are so many natural ways that they can start to think about how that transaction in their business can actually improve someone's future, because as allied health professionals we are in the business of improving people's future, and we are people, and I just see it as such a cool match.
Well, and congratulations, by the way, for that. And here's the cool thing, right? The cool thing is, you know, I'm smiling about that. Hopefully people who listen are going, wow, that's amazing, right? Mm. And they're smiling about that. And I know that when you did that, you were smiling about that. And have a guess how the kids who got the water feel, right? So this is the thing, see, that much of what's gone on in quote unquote the charity world is, you know, pictures of emancipated children and let's feel guilty and, you know, da-da-da-da-da. When we started B1G1, we were very, very clear. This has to be about sharing the joy of giving. That's what it's about. And it also we also need to understand, I'm just laughing at the example you gave, this cool example, that it's us that feels great. And that's my point, right, about the giving business, and that is that when it's at the core, right, of what you do, then everything you do is, and you can control, it doesn't have to be everything, it can be just selected things that you were saying, but everything then at your core kind of starts to radiate, okay? And as a result of that radiation that goes on, because it transforms you, that's the key, right? Yes, kids get life-saving water, but it actually transforms you. And as a result of that transformation, guess what actually happens? You connect with more people because they can feel that, you know, around you. And so on, and then your business grows, and you know people start referring you, and so on and so forth. So, yeah, it's a very cool thing. And of course, as an allied health professional, you could choose to do, you know, you could choose to do something that is health related. You could choose to do something that's education related. You could change it up every second, literally every second. So this is not about the – one of the things I talk about when I get the privilege of talking about B1G1, I usually say to people, look, forget everything you know about quote-unquote charity. Just forget it, right, for now, because that's not what this is. This is a movement that's creating a very different world, and it's making it very easy to do that. There was a video that someone put on our Facebook page yesterday, which was of a pest control company in London, And the guy running it, or one of the guys running it, his name is Des Fraser. And Des on this video said, and it, you know, he talked about whenever we do some pest control, he said, we don't tell anyone we're actually going to do it. We do it after it's been done, because then that's a lovely surprise, right? So as a result of you doing this, Mr. letting us do this, this is what happened, right? And then Des makes this interesting little almost throwaway comment, which was this: imagine if every business in the world did that.
Yeah.
And you get it. And that's really interesting, because sometimes we look, let's talk Australia, right? As a for example, we look at the headlines and we see, and I won't name names, but we see things like XYZ person, famous person, just committed, you know, $200 million to Aboriginal welfare. That's fantastic. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. In the sense, it's spread over 10 years. Okay, there's going to be tax benefits to that particular person and so on and so forth. But here's the point. We look at it and go, $200 million. So then what we do, we go, when I'm successful, I'll do that too. Right?
Those rules don't apply to us. Yeah.
Exactly. But, and that's why one of the central things, this is why I love the example that you gave, one of the central things is to understand this thing called the power of small, right? And as you know, I talk about the power of small very frequently. Like, let's talk about someone coming in for, you know, some particular service to an allied health professional, and someone says, okay, so how much is that, right? And let's say someone says, well, that's $150 or whatever the number is, right? Then you're going to get a particular outcome when that person say, oh, let me think about that, or, you know, whatever it is. But imagine that person understood the power of small and they simply used 9 words on the end of it, which was, it's $150, Ms. Love, and that includes a number of very special things. Person says, oh, really? What special things? And instantly, they're engaged in a very different way. And we haven't spoken about the giving. We don't need to, right, at that particular point. And then afterwards, there's this beautiful moment. Someone wrote a book recently, Chip and Dan Heath wrote a book called The Power of Moments. And it is all about looking at those moments. And I might just ask my team members behind me here who are enjoying lunch to realize that I'm in a particular moment with you right now. And you saw what I did there. So guys, for those of you listening, what I actually did was just go shush to people next door. So when was I? Yes. So realizing that we've traditionally been viewed at, oh, it's only big that actually makes the difference. That is not true. Go back and have a listen to what Kathy said. You know, she said, I did this and this and this, and I did that. And by combining the power of everybody with little tiny things that might only have cost a few cents, 48,000 people, you know, got access to water. That's so cool. And it's a different way of thinking. So I think what B1G1 does is absolutely do that and give us the power to think about our business in very different ways and to think about it simply as all of these moments that occur and look at how we can make each one of those better from our point of view and obviously from a customer point of view as well. And then take that out and make it better for people elsewhere, but locally or internationally. So, yeah, it's a power. I'm getting wound up about this, aren't I? But anyway, you get the idea.
All good. The energy is important. The other, so to kind of lead on that, there's no business that is too small not to be participating in the future, whether it's in the future of themselves and or their team or their community or their global community, that the tiniest of solopreneurs still has that power to put a dent and make an impact going forward. And B1G1 is just such a beautiful platform for doing that, whether it's five $5 or $500 million. There's something
I wish
there.
$500 million, but yeah.
Yeah, look, yeah, give us some time. Give us some time.
Yeah, we'll get there, right? But I think what you just said is really important, because you know yourself, and maybe people listening to us now were like employed, you know, in bigger companies, you know, in the corporate sort of space. And, you know, I believe strongly that in the last 10 years, there's been this massive shift. I mean, massive shift. You know, as we think about Australia right now, 87 new businesses are being created each and every single hour of the day. Now, that's not just new businesses that are being created. There's actually more new businesses than that being created, but it's also some other businesses are closing, right? Yes. But the net gain is 87 per hour. Now, where are most of those people coming from? Answer, they've been working in the larger businesses, and they, you know, with the whole profit focus, stuff like that, and they get home at the end of the day, and you know, so many people that you and I know have had this realization where they get home at the end of the day and they go, is that all there is? Is that seriously all there is? And the beautiful thing about this podcast and this community that you're building is that there are people who now know that it's not all there is. It's something that we can do as individuals to offer better service, to offer, you know, all of these things that we might offer. And we might then feel better about ourselves, because all of a sudden we're working with meaning and purpose right at our core, right? And then, gosh, look at this. We can actually do things beyond ourselves. So it's actually kind of playing, it's still being small, but it's actually playing a bigger game because you're small, which is like such a cool kind of paradox.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting. I was going to ask you about what you've noticed about small businesses in the last 5 years, obviously the exponential growth. But what have what have you noticed about the mindset of small business owners in the last few years?
Well, I think it depends. That's a great question. And it depends actually where you are in the world where you answer that question, because the way in which people might think about it, for example, in the US, and the way you might think about it, you know, in the United Kingdom, might be quite different than the way we think about it in Australia. But let me give you a general sense of it. A general sense of it is that as people are realizing that they're more in control of what they can do, and the results that they can create for the people that they're privileged to serve, so they're feeling better about themselves, and so they realize that, you know, it's not exactly, you know, I'm going to put my shingle up on the wall and tomorrow, you know, I'm a zillionaire or something like that. And that's not the point. The point is that I'm doing something. I'm talking to the people listening to us now, that we're doing things like following our own passion. It's never been easier to do that than any time before. You know, you can right now, as you know, you can create a global, meaning has customers right around the world, business in your bedroom. You can do that, right? And you can go down and you can buy a Chromebook or something, you know, for very little money, and bang, you get some free software on it, and all of a sudden you're connected right around the world. What an immense opportunity that is. And I think more and more people are realizing that. So at least in Australia. So and what a great thing that is, that we realize that, you know, that it's us. It's not, the governments can enable things and all of that kind of stuff, but it's us that's actually making the difference, which is kind of interesting, because that leads us into, big organizations that are realizing that. Well, you can't get a much bigger organization than the United Nations, right? That's pretty big. And on September the 23rd, 2015, they announced something that they'd never done before. They announced something called the Sustainable Development Goals, sometimes called the Global Goals.
We'll have to have this on another podcast. This is such good stuff.
Isn't it? And for the first time ever, the United Nations said, effectively, you know, these goals that we're doing, they don't require any government in the world to sign off on.
Thank goodness.
Here's why. Exactly. But this is United Nations, right? They said, And the reason that they don't require governments to sign off on them is because, listen very carefully, governments do not make the difference in our world.
Yeah.
Right? Now, this is the United Nations saying this. It's not, you know, some guy in Singapore who's got, you know, some sort of beef. No, this is the United Nations. And then they said, and there are 17 things, 17 things that we can focus on. And they spent 3 years, by the way, trying to find what these three things are, these 17 things are. And the level of detail is amazing, absolutely amazing. And so they said, if we can do this as business. And so and you get, you know, people like Branson, who stands up and uses a word that I used earlier on, where Branson says, you know, at last, business can be a force for good in the world. Imagine that, right? Imagine that, that we could collectively, and that's what we're doing in B1G1, collectively form this movement, frequently called Business for Good, and where, you know, people go, wow, there's a real reason beyond myself for being in this business. And that's just a transformative experience, you know, for everyone, really is.
Yeah, love it, love it, love it. I must talk about the global goals at some other point. I've read a fair bit about that. And my my business plan is aligned to a couple of them in particular.
Yep.
It's just fascinating watch that stuff unroll like this beautiful big mist just unrolling around the countryside. I'm mindful
of
time.
And, of course, we're tracking that. We're tracking that. You can actually see your individual impact like minute by minute, second by second, on the global goals. And you can put that up on your website. You can, because we track every single solitary cent of your giving, right? We track it, and you put that up on a map. And that's a really cool thing too, as you know, because
yes.
People then look at you and they see this map, which has all these different projects around the world, and all of a sudden they go, my goodness, I thought this was, you know, someone in Lilydale who was kind of like a tiny person or something. And look at that. Their impact is around the world. Wow, that's so cool. And that's kind of what B1G1 does.
I'm just in the final throes of getting those widgets back onto my website. So by the time this goes live, it will be back because we talked about
this
in January. Before you dash off to your next commitment, I learned a new word last week.
We can do this all day. I've changed my plans.
Oh, have you changed your mind? Okay.
Settle in.
I learned a new word last week, and when I learned this word, I instantly thought of you. So I've just had a week. Yeah. I've just had a week in Central Australia and was shamed in some ways about my ignorance around Aboriginal culture. So I have a steep learning curve about learning all of that, which I'm really looking forward to.
We all do, by the way.
Yeah. So, in the Uluru area and the Katajuda area, they have a unique word, and they have a word, I don't know what it is, but the word is ourness, O-U-R-N-E-S-S. So they have a indigenous word for ourness. And I thought, oh, I can't believe I'm talking to Paul next week because I'm going to put this to him. Have you ever heard of that word of ourness?
Ourness,
like a collective noun. It's ourness.
Beautiful. Well, I'm really glad that you used it. And the answer is that you're the first person to use that word to me that way. So thank you. Again, it's part of, you know, me being lucky, right? So, but it's, you know, one of the things that we talked about playing a bigger game, but it's actually realizing at long last, and more of us are realizing it, that this whole thing that, you know, we really are one. We really are. Mm. What I do to you impacts me. What you do to me impacts me. And the impacts just keep going. And the more we understand that we seriously are one, this awareness that you referred to, then gosh, what a great hope for our planet that is, isn't it? That we really understand that we're together in making this happen, and that you're as valuable as I am, and so on and so forth.
I thought it was a good word. I'm going to enjoy pondering its,
I love it,
its use, and it's, I'm going to sort of chase it down through some channels that I've got, because yeah, it just hit me. It hit me hard. Oh, I thought it was a really epic word. Yeah, I thought you might like that. I'll let you ponder it as
well. I do indeed. I will use it in my next meeting. Actually, it's a very good one to spring a lot of things on. And it's true. It's like, and you know, we actually see that every day. And I think people listening to you now can actually feel it. You know, when you were talking about the 48,000 and everything else, and we talked a little bit about that. But it's this whole thing of, you know, when we realize that we're connected, but it's not just that we realize that we're connected, that we can act as if this is our ourness by understanding, getting back to where I was before, that we have an obligation to come from that point of view, because this is the way, you know, you talked about allied health professionals, but this is really the way we heal. And it's just an awesome kind of beautiful circle that you've drawn right there. Really cool.
Speaking of cool, that would be you. That would be Masami. That would be B1G1. So thank you so much for joining us in this podcast. I, in the show notes, will put links to B1, G1, and perhaps write up some examples of the sort of projects and developments that you support globally, so we can get people thinking a little bit about. And as we might have spoken about earlier in the year, my imagination runs absolutely nuts at the thought of every allied health professional giving forward and impacting globally. And I sat there after our workshop in January, I sat there one night with the calculator and I just had more zeros that could fit on the screen. So that really excites me. And I think our ourness in giving and in growing the future for people that we'll never meet but who can potentially have really awesome lives is a mighty fine thing. So thank you, Paul, for providing us with that vehicle for how to do that.
And well, thank you. And as you were talking there, and I just realized, you know, that I said something earlier on that I just want to pick up on, and you said it just a moment there. You said thank you, right? And that's so important in terms of understanding ourness, and that is to just look at what's around us and to be grateful for, you know, being here and being able to connect and being able to do those things. And indeed, maybe even listening in your car or whatever it is to, you know, 30-odd minutes or so of Kathy. I am extremely grateful to you, Kathy, and thank you so much for, you know, letting me kind of ramble on. I hope it's been valuable for everybody listening. Thank you for being a part of it.
Pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for investing your time right through to the end of this episode of Private Practice Secrets. If you're running a private practice and keen for more business confidence and management know-how, head on over to our website, nacre.com.au. I'll spell it, nacre.com.au. Over there, you'll find all sorts of business resources and inspiration, blogs, forms, web events, freebies, our virtual conference information, workshops, and more. And don't be shy. Take advantage of the free power call and book yourself into my diary for the chance to have a business chat and to pick my brains. I'm Kathy Love, Allied Health Business Coach, wishing you and your business a brilliant day.